And we've been hearing a lot lately about Iran, one country that is going in the opposite direction, agreeing not to develop nuclear weapons.
Well, our colleague Steve Inskeep is there in Iran, and his story begins with lunch in a fancy restaurant in Tehran.
The decor of this place suggests the Palace of Versailles. There's ornate gold trim on the walls and the ceiling, and paintings of women on the ceiling.
Corner sat a group of businessmen, some of them clearly not from Iran.
You know they're not from here because some of them are wearing ties, which of course would be common in the West, but is not politically acceptable here.
When asked, the men said only that they were from Europe. Their Iranian host called the visitors his friends. But it's no secret that Western business travelers are visiting Iran, exploring opportunities now that many economic sanctions have been lifted. Elsewhere in Tehran, Steve met an Iranian who's seeking foreign investors. He's eager for them to share in his very big dream.
The man wants to build the biggest hotel in all of Iran. He's already started and drove with us to see it. It's in far north Tehran, a wealthy zone where the city climbs up the slopes of the snow-capped Alborz Mountains. Open a doorway, step through a construction trailer, and you emerge on a steel mesh platform looking over the edge of an enormous hole. The sheer scale of this is amazing. Construction crews dug the hole in a hillside about 240 feet deep. They ride an orange elevator to the bottom, where we saw their tiny figures building sub-basement floors. The man who brought us here says no commercial construction site in Iran has ever gone this deep. His name is Ibrahim Porfarash. This, he says, is a record for Iran. Gray concrete walls keep the sides of the hole from collapsing, which is a good thing, since huge existing apartment buildings stand right on the lip.
And I see there's no place for a construction camp for offices and so forth, and so you've actually put them on the walls of the giant hole. I've never seen anything quite like that.
Construction trailers, reachable only by catwalks, hang there like an abstract painting on a wall, rectangles of orange, blue, red, and white. The man behind this project used to run Tehran's Hilton Hotel. That was decades ago, back when there was a Tehran Hilton. The name changed in the early days of the Islamic Republic. Later, Porfarash went into the tourism business. Now he is building this hotel, hoping to capitalize on this moment of relative openness. He knows he'd better get it right, because some of the shareholders in his project look down on the hole from their apartments next door.
Every day, look down to see, you know, how actually this progressed.
When it goes up, they're going to start complaining and say, why are you blocking my view with this building?
He projects a hotel with a 10-story garage underground and 53 floors above ground. It would include many retail stores. It would have a presidential suite. Actually, 42 presidential suites, ready if Tehran hosts some conference that attracts world leaders. Porfarash says he plans to finish within 2 years. If we have the money, he says, and his laughter shows how big an if that is. Porfarash and his partners would rather not borrow from Iranian banks, many of which have lately melted down. He would prefer to attract outside investment. He's talking with people from Britain, Azerbaijan, Turkey, Malaysia, and more. He even asked if I'd like to invest, though of course he was joking.
One other question occurs to me. This is such a huge undertaking. You're not sure that you will be able to finance it. Do you ever have nightmares that this will just remain a big hole in the ground?
The hotel builder shrugs off this possibility. Without foreign investors, he says, he'd just slow down the project and find some other financing. Maybe he'd borrow from Iranian banks after all. Maybe, he says, he would rent out the lower retail floors while the upper hotel rooms are still under construction. An old saying holds that if you want to get out of a hole, first stop digging. Ibrahim Porfarash has already dug his hole, so his only choice now is to keep building.
That's our Steve Inskeep.